The second date update, Mornings with Kristen, the Morning Rush, brought to you by Cunis, GM Superstore of Stoughton, Faith Family and Giving Back, CunisStoughton.com, and the Diamond Center, where Wisconsin gets engaged.
Madtown's 93.1 Jams, Nights with DJ Fusion. I've teamed up with the amazing team at Briar Patch Youth Services, who have for the last 50 plus years been serving the most vulnerable youth and teens families in our community. We have a new outreach community awareness platform called Stay Attached with Briar Patch. The restorative justice program is for youth or teens who have received a referral from local law enforcement or the court systems for violations such as retail theft, damage to property, truancy, battery, or even disorderly conduct. This is an alternative to a jail sentence, and it's unique to each individual youth. When it comes to the restorative justice program, it's mainly about the youth. There's also resources for the parents of the youth that are going through the program. I have with me tonight Lisa, who runs the parent support group. Did I get that correct?
That's correct.
What do you do briefly? You know, what do you do with the parent support program?
The parent support program is really intended for identifying what a parent needs and walking alongside them as a coach and a resource for a variety of different things. My primary responsibilities are around providing support and resources for substance use disorders in our youth, mental wellness, and educational advocacy. I do have a parent support group. Well, we have three running each month now. One month we do a combined Teens Like Us and parent support collaboration. That's okay. One parent support group. And then I run two parent support groups, the first and the third Tuesday of each month from 6 to 8. And then our combined effort with TLU and parent support is the second Tuesday every month from 6 to 8.
So you work a lot with MMSD, with the school districts?
I do. I definitely am able to advocate for parents, particularly when folks aren't feeling heard or aren't feeling comfortable with the process around, student and parent rights, special education types of things, truancy issues, and the idea of behaviors are always a function of an unmet need. And so, sometimes educating parents on that piece and also working with schools as a reminder that we have some underlying reasons why things are occurring.
And the restorative justice program is something that you work hand in hand with the parent support group?
Yeah, it has worked over time more and more collaboratively as, parents are typically reaching out for support when their youth has gotten involved with, oftentimes something harm that's been committed in the community, and they're looking for, someone to help them along the way or offer resources. And so not only being a resource bridge, but helping parents understand the nature of restoration and how, learning about the restorative justice process while I'm coaching them as a parent support, those two things go hand in hand really nicely. In fact, I was just on a call this morning with a parent who I was letting the parent know I needed to get off the call to come and do the interview. And so the parent had lots of questions about restorative justice, and it gave her a window into, some things that might be really helpful for a youth that she's raising who has had some situations in the community that have caused some harm, and, helping her understand the practice of punitive isn't always the solution when we're trying to
shape the
youth behavior and the adolescent brain. And so the practices of restoration and restorative justice can be, not only helpful for the youth that we're supporting, but for the whole family.
For the entire family. And I think that's one of the really key factors with everything that Briar Patch does is you advocate for the youth, but you also include the family. There's some, there's got to be a disconnect in the relationship between the youth and the parent if they're having these issues. So if you can help the parent and the youth to connect again, it brings in an end to that problem.
I agree. And I think the mindset of, parents who have appropriate supports and have people on their team as well, the better off, the better a parent's doing, it's more likely that the youth is going to benefit.
The youth will do good too, yeah.
When we've got parents who feel supported and are in a good place themselves.
But it takes a village to raise a child.
It sure does.
You can get the parents and the youth to get back together and bring some positivity and create some positive community impact, that definitely changes the life path, the where these youth are going.
For sure. And it's, one of the the accomplishment that you hope for is that the families come in that are saying we're totally broken and we can't get along and we can't even talk and we can't be in the same house. A few months down the road after, you know, some repairs have been done and some restoration has been done for the family, you know, they're walking in together happy,
smiling,
good to see you, just wanted to stop by and say hi. And, you know, those are the wins that we're looking for.
And that's what the Parent Support Program and Restorative Justice is about.
Yeah, we're working hand in hand, working collaboratively with each other to, you know, to see positive outcomes for kids and families.
So are you looking forward to the Restorative Justice Camp in August?
I'm very much looking forward to Restorative Justice Camp in August. I'll tell you a quick little teachery thing. I was a teacher in the Madison schools for a bunch of years, and back in the day, like way back in the day, restorative justice sparked up as a way to work with behaviors with kids in schools versus an alternative to suspension.
Nice.
And I will say that the assistant principal at my school at that time had gone to a conference and was really fired up and got a few of us really fired up, and it's really fun to come full circle and be working in an agency that has re-sparked the concept of restorative justice and the benefits of it. And I'm hoping that our schools, who are many of the high schools in Dane County, are hiring restorative justice coaches, individual coaches for their schools, and are really excited to partner with us.
And that's a really positive change, where when I went to high school, there wasn't any restorative models or anything like that. It was just suspension guidance. So to see that, you know, this is where it's come and that we can make a positive change rather than just something that's just going to continue to drive the negativity, I think that's an amazing resource. Can you explain how parents can benefit from the Restorative Justice Camp?
Come and learn. Come and take part in something with your youth or with your child that the two of you can learn together, the three or four of you can learn together about what restoration means, what healing means, what harm reduction means, how to live in our community more peacefully with each other. Mm-hmm. And kids also, youth that come will have the opportunity to get their certification and then use that as a prerequisite for earning elective credits within Madison Schools, Middleton, Cross Plains Area School District, Monona Grove, and Verona. So we're really trying to do a broad stroke with allowing kids not only the opportunity to learn at camp and parents to learn with them, but also to turn that into a potential service learning or experiential learning opportunity.
Do youth have to be involved with restorative justice to come to the camp, or is it just open to anybody that's interested in learning about the restorative justice program or alternatives to implement at home?
It's a great question. It's open to anybody. We're trying to focus the certification and elective opportunity with the schools on, you know, potentially older high school kids that have, you know, the opportunity in their schedule and maybe some transportation options. Mm-hmm. But we're really, really want to get any youth, family, parents involved in the process and the learning of what it means.
And I think that it's really awesome that you guys are able to honor and give out these credits, because that's going to help these students graduate. Like, you
sure.
know, if you're falling short on credits, you know, from academics for whatever reason, like this could be the difference maker between graduating or another year.
You're absolutely right. And it's also, you know, a great application piece, a great resume piece, you know, to have taken the initiative to opt in, to learn the circle process and perhaps be a peer support for another youth in the circle process, you know, is really a mark of excellence on the part of the youth that opt to participate. And the opportunity to use that for college applications, for work resumes, is going to pay them back in dividends.
So the Restorative Justice Camp is happening August 23rd to 27th, and that's happening at Briar Patch Youth Services?
We do have a bigger location identified depending upon our numbers.
Okay. How many people are you, how many youth and families, individuals are you expecting this year?
Well, we hope for a whole bunch.
We're prepared to
do a pretty big camp.
All right. Well, hopefully we can get the word out there.
We will also do a smaller camp because every kid, every camp, every family counts, so we'll take whatever we can get.
That's really awesome. Lisa, what's the best way for anybody to find out information on the Parent Support Program or on Restorative Justice?
They can definitely go on to our website, the Briar Patch website. They can also use social media outlets like Facebook and Instagram to see pretty regular postings.
What are the dates and times that you have the Parent Support Programs?
So first and third Tuesday from 6 to 8 is the the standing parent support group that's been around for quite a while. Our newer collaboration is between Teens Like Us and parents of youth that identify as LGBTQ+. And that is the second Tuesday of every month from 6 to 8.
Lisa, thank you so much for giving me a few minutes of your time and telling us about the Parent Support Program and Restorative Justice. Thank you.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Stay attached with Briar Patch. Listen and subscribe at MadTownJams.com. New episodes every Monday night at 7:30 p.m. on Nights with DJ Fusion on Madtown's 93.1 Jams.